Yeshua should be special schus, Moshe ben Peshadina, and Yeshua Meir ben Rachel Sarah, for Shlam Vesoch Shachol Israel. And in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we learn this notion of Migu, Migu Zach L'Nafshei, Zach L'Nam L'Chavri. Since one person can acquire for himself, he can also at the same time acquire for his friend. So Rabbi says there, that now that you say that we say Migu, if you have a cheirish and a pikeach, a deaf mute who can only make a kinyan derabbanan b'nei darkei shalom, and a pikeach, a competent person, if they lift a found object together, if they lift a mitzvah together, miktoch shekana cheirish, since the deaf mute, the cheirish, acquires a portion of the object, the pikeach is also kone, because as Rashi explains, even though his agba is not a proper agba, nevertheless, we say that since he's zocha for himself, he can also be zocha on behalf of the pikeach. Mitoch shekana cheirish for himself, he's kana pikeach. The pikeach is also kana, because migu zocha l'nafshe, he's also zocha l'nafshe l'chavre for the pikeach. So Gemara says, no, this doesn't make sense. Bishleim cheirish kana. I get why the cheirish is kana to come back b'le ben das. Because the bendas is being konan on the other side is a pikeach. So we have the kinyan of the hagbah of the cheirish on one side, which is good for him. And then the other side we have a bendas. El pikeach b'may konan. How's the pikeach konan? A deaf mute, a cheirish, can't be konan on behalf of the pikeach. So the pikeach has no way of being konan. So how do we say the pikeach is konan? El aim a cheirish konan, pikeach lo konan. So rather say better, cheirish is konan. He has his own hagbah and the hagbah of the pikeach. But the pikeach doesn't acquire, because he doesn't have the agbah of the cheirish on his side, because it's only a kinyan derabbanan. The Gemara says, but that's what Rava meant, that cheirish kana pikeach lo kana. Where's the migu here? Where's the migu that allows the deaf mute person to be kana? That allows the cheirish to be kana? Now, we can't say the pikeach migu zoch l'nafshei zoch l'nam l'chavrei, because he's not zocha for himself. How's he zocha on behalf of the cheirish? So the Gemara says, migu d'shnei cheirishim ba'alma kana hainam ikani. No. Since two deaf people acquire, and this deaf mute also acquires, as we say a migu, that if the pikeach was a cheresh, he would be kone, and then we say migu zach l'nafshi zach l'nam l'chavrei. So he also seems to learn there are two migus. Since if you have two cherishim, it would work. So we say even if he's a pikeach, the two migus, migu if he was a cheresh, it would work for him, and therefore it also worked for his friend. Migu zach l'nafshi zach l'nam l'chavrei. The Gemara says, hi, my, this doesn't make sense. Even if you say that you can acquire an object on behalf of your friend, that's only where you lifted the object intending that the other person be kone. That's why the other person's kone. But this competent person lifted the object primarily with the intent that he himself should be kone. He himself isn't kone. In other words, he's just thinking about himself, this pikeach. So how's he acquire? He's not intending to acquire it for others. He's not kone for himself. How's he acquiring it for others? So since the pikeach never intended to acquire it for the deaf mute, he has no das. So right, say you're migu, but not if he has no das. So la'ema, rather say better, mitoch shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. Since the pikeach isn't kone, so then the cheresh is not kone either, because the cheresh has nobody lifting it on his behalf. The pikeach isn't going to be kone, so therefore he's not lifting it for the cheresh, so the cheresh is also not kone. So why is this different than two deaf mutes who acquire a lost object if they find it simultaneously? Which is actually a difficult question. Samara just said that the difference between this case and the case of the Shnei Chershim is that in the case of the Shnei Chershim, each one intends to acquire it for himself, for the other person as well, so therefore they both get half. Each person lifting for himself and for the other person. In Rava's case, the pikeach can't be kona for himself, so he certainly doesn't intend to acquire it for the other person. So what's pshat? Mai shna mi shnei cherishim da'alma? We understand why pikeach is different than shnei cherishim. Pikeach isn't kona, the shnei cherishim are. So the Ritva explains that the Gemara's kasha is as follows: that lefi din Torah, the kinyan of a cheresh is not valid. So if you have two cherishim and they lift it up together, they're only kona midrabbanan, bnei darkei shalom. So if two cherishim are kona midrabbanan, bnei darkei shalom, so why don't you say the same for it by a cherish and a pikech? Let the cherish be kona al tzadkei shalom. So So Gemara answers, no, Hasam Takin Larabanan, there, the Chachamim made a special takana for deaf people, so they shouldn't fight. When told that they can't make kinyanim, because if anybody takes a lost object from his hands, he's going to fight with him. So you say, okay, you can keep it. But Hachamim Aramar, but here, there's not going to be no fights. Why? Because he's going to say, be careful, Ekana, on Akne. What, to be careful, Ekana, I should be Kona? So since there's no reason to make a special takana, the Chachamim didn't do so, and since now we subject the Cheresh to Din Torah, he is not Kone if there's a Pikeach on the other side. Ad kan zachinu lelmod et sugis ha-gemara. In the Yishita Mekubetzes, he brings in the name of his master, that according to what the Gemara says, mitoch shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. So how did Rava say earlier, hashid amr samrinan migu, ha-hach migu have l'schus, v'hach migu da-hacha have shelo l'schus, u'mish le'ubish le'ma, migu zoch le'navshe zoch le'achri nishach shapir, ha-mitoch shelo zoch hu lo yizke gam chaver le'shach shapir. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, says, I don't get it. How are you saying that this is a migu? Mitoch shelo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. Bishlami, you can say a migu zoche l'nafshei zoche nami l'chavrei. But here, nobody is being zoche. Since nobody is being zoche, there's no migu. What does he mean? So if Gishtetner Zatzal, in his Laharis Nosen, in his Nosen Perio, it's true for Laharis Nosen, Laharis Nosen Perio is in Perish on Shas. So he explains beautifully as follows. Rav Yosef Engel in his Siyunim LaTorah is miyashiv the kasha of the Ran in the first parak of Sukkah. Why do we say migu da havidoi from the Sukkah, havidoi from the Shabbos? Since it's a good, if it's a valid wall vis-a-vis Hilchos Sukkah, it's also going to be a valid wall vis-a-vis Hilchos Shabbos, even though as far as Shabbos is concerned, it's usually not a good wall, but on the Shabbos Sukkahs, it's going to be a valid wall. So frek the Ran, why don't we say fakert? Why don't we say that migu, for Shabbos, it's not a good wall? For Sukkah, it's also not a good wall. Why do you say the migu that way? That since for Sukkah, it's a good wall, for Shabbos, it's a valid halachic wall. Why don't we say the opposite? Since for Shabbos, it's not a valid halachic wall, for Sukkah, it's also not a valid halachic law. So if Yosef Engel answers the Ran's kasha, that a migu is only shaykh b'chiyuv, that we say migu, that it has a shem doif in the Sukkah, it has a shem doif in the Shabbos. But b'shlila, negatively, you can't say a migu. To say migu that it doesn't have a shame doifin the Shabbos, for Sukkot, it also doesn't have a shame doifin, because something that lacks doesn't have the koach to drag something else along. Only a mitzias, a positive mitzias, can drag something else along into its category. So we can say that migu, that it's a migu, that it's a doifin the inyan Sukkah. It's a doifin linyan sukkah, it's also a doifin linyan Shabbos, because it's b'chiyuv. But b'shlila, to say migu that it's not, and then that should drag along for Shabbos, it's not a wall for sukkah, it's also not going to be a wall, it's the arbit nisht. And the yisod of this svar of Yosef Engel's mavur here in the Shita Mekubetzes Gevaldik. Shita Mekubetzes says, Akasha asks Akasha in the Gemara, how do you say mitoch shaloi kana pikeach, loi kana cheresh? That's not a, you can't say such a migu. Amigu is only b'chiyuv, mitoch, that yes, then somebody else is also yes. Mitoch, that somebody is kone, somebody else is also kone. But how do you say mitoch, that somebody is not kone, the other person is not kone? Something b'shlila can't be moshech, can't drag something else along. It's actually interesting that Yosef Engel is mitzayin to this Gemara, but he doesn't bring the Shita Mekubetzes. Maybe he had the same kasha. Akopanim, the tour in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat Simon Reish Samach Tes writes, Higbia cheresh lepikeach loikana. If a cheresh picks it up on behalf of a pikeach, it's no good. For Lord Elafilim, higbia cheresh pikeach ke'echod, if they do it together, lo kana lo ze v'lo ze, neither of them is kana. V'imchot ve'echod miyadam kana. And if somebody snatches it from one of their hands, he's kana. Miu, mashibiyat kolechot kona. What's in each person's hand, they are kona. The Ravid explains that dafka shelo higbia pikeach kidei she'im yaniach osa cheresh she'te'okar me'agabi akarka. We're talking about a case where the pikeach didn't lift it up enough. So that if the cheresh leaves it, it's going to be off the ground. Aval im higbia osa kol kach kidei she'te'okar me'agabi akarka kona. So says the Ravid Chish. Let's say you have this pikeach. He's lifting it up so much that even if the cheresh would let go, it wouldn't be on the ground. Then you can't say that the other side is on the ground. The other side is not on the ground. The other side is lifted up by the pikeach as well. You're right, the cheresh right now is lifting it up. But even if he would let go, it would still be off the ground. So if the pikeach is lifting it up enough that if he would let go, it would still be off the ground, the din is that the pikeach is konan. The ein nearest is the tour ladoni avi arosh, el zal el tfisas acherish mivatelas knias apikeach. No, the fact that the cherish is toyfei says the rush is mivatel the kinyan of the pikeach. So what's the yisod of this machlokas? Rav Geshedner explains that they're arguing about this din that it says in the Gemara that if the cherish was magbia for the pikeach, the pikeach isn't kone. Is the reason that the hagbaz cheresh on behalf of the pikeach is no good, is it because cheresh was not a bardas, his maisa is meaningless, and that he was magbiat, it's nothing, it's cornished? Or we say no, that litzad zeh, it's not just that he's doing nothing, but the cheresh is mekalkel the kinyan of the pikeach, and he's preventing the pikeach from acquiring. So what's pshat when the cheresh is lifting it up together with the pikeach? Is he mekalkel the kinyan of the pikeach, or is this like he's doing nothing? Beautiful. The nafkamina is when the pikeach lifts it up enough off the ground that even if the cheresh would let go, it'd still be off the ground. He doesn't need the hagbah of the cheresh. So it's kevaldik. If you hold that what the cheresh did is nothing, and in a chinami, the pikeach can be kone. And that's the way the Ravid learns. The Rosh says, no! The cheresh is mekalkel. Because the very fact that he's holding on to it, not only is he not helping, but he's mekalkel the whole kinyan. He's ma'akev the kinyan of the pikeach. Similar to this we see in the Shach, in Yoredeya, Simen Bey, Sif Kotlan Lime, the name of the Marashal, that in a Tosefta it says that if a Jew and a Goy are holding on to a knife together, and they shecht it together, they're shechitus kosher. That's in Yoredeya Simen Beis. In Yoredeya Simen Hey, it says two people are holding onto a knife, and one is Sheichet L'Shem Dover Puzzle. The Shechita's Puzzle. So what's the difference? Why, if you have a Jew and a Goy together, Goy can't shech? Why, if you have a Jew and a Goy together, is there Shechita valid Shechita? But if you have two people holding onto a knife, and one of them is shechting with the wrong Kavanah, L'Shem Dover Puzzle, the Shechita's Puzzle. So it explains the Marashal beautifully. That when one person is shechting, for example, for Avodah Zarah, so that passels it, that's an active psul, that's a mekalkel, because the machshevas of Avodah Zarah passels the whole shechita. But an akum in Yisrael, when they're holding onto a knife and they're shechting, it's kosher. Why? Because the shechita's akum is no good, because it's lav b'nei shechita. They're not in the category, they're not valid shechtim. But that doesn't mean that they're mekalkel. So if you have another Jew with him, so he doesn't passel it, so we look at him, we look at the goy, his command to lessa, and then it's just the Jew alone shechting. And that explains the difference between the two cases. In the case of the Jew and the goy is in mekalkel, it's just like nothing, so male, if you have a Jew doing it, it's valid mitzad the Jew. And if you have somebody shechting, l'shem avoid zara, that's a kilkul chiyuvi, that's a positive kilkul, and mamele, the whole shechit is off. So hu adin, we could say the same thing here. When the cheresh is magbiya b'makom shepikech atzmo, if the cheresh is lifting it up, but the pikeach lifted it up enough that it would be off the ground, even if the cheresh let go, so how do you view the lifting up the partnership of the cheresh? Do you say that the cheresh is mekalkel, so the rush holds, or do you say no, the cheresh didn't do anything, and the pikeach on his own merits, he has a proper hagbah? So that's the shorash of the machlokas. So apidivrei hashach, we can also be miyashiv the kasha Rabbi Kiveger and his tosos of the Mishnah is zvachim perik beis Mishnah alf, and that, that it says there kol zvachim shakib and dam and zar oin and tuvul yoim pasul, all zvachim that the kabbalat zadam was done by a zar, by an ankoin, by an onin, somebody whose relative just died, a tuvul yoim pasul, tamei person, they're all pasul. The Gemara learns from psukim that these are all pasul avoda, and this is shver and rava. Rava says in Tumura of dalad amid beis. Whatever God says not to do, if you do it, it's not effective. So what do we need psukim to passel an avoda bizar and betamei, since they are not commanded to do the avoda memela? If they did it, then it's not going to be effective, and their hakrava is a hakrava psula. So what do we need a pasuk to passel their hakrava? These people are not commanded to do Kabbalah Saddam. Mameli Avid Lomahani. So what do we need a pasuk to passel them for? But according to the Svar of the Shach, it's terrific, because the Nafkamina is when a Zar and a Kohen did it together. If it's because of the Avid Lomahani, then the Avod Kshera, because you're right, for the Zar it's no good, but for the Kohen it's good. You have a Kohen now present, he's doing it also. Because the Avid Lomahani means it's not effective, but it doesn't mean that it passels. And therefore you need a pasuk to say, no, even if they do it together, it's still going to be a psul. It's a psul, the kumva ase. The psul is that one of these people who weren't supposed to do the avoda, they did it, so even if they did it with a Jew, with a kosher Jew, with a kosher kohen, it's still going to be no good, because they it's an active psul. That's why I need the pasuk. I need the pasuk to create the active psul. Okay, so we learned the Baruch Hashem short sugi above mitzia, with some big yisodos about amigo. The amigo only works with often chivvi, according to Rabbi Yossi Fengel, and you have to understand pshat of the Gemara. How the Gemara can say mitoch shlo kind of piach lo kol cheresh. It's right the other way. Akopanim, but we saw the logic of that, that only davar mitziuti can be gur or something else, and we also saw the yisod that the machlokas rishonim, if the piach did a proper hakbah all the way off the ground, that even if the Cheresh should let go, it would be a good Akbah, does it work or not? The Ravid says it's good, the Rush says it's no good, because the Rush holds that what the Cheresh does, mevatel the Kinyan of the Bikech, and the Ravid holds no, the Kinyan of the Cheresh is nothing, but doesn't passel it, and therefore if the Cheresh, if the Bikech is lifting it up enough, then he could be Kone. And we also saw this Aisvara as reflected in the Shach, and being Miyashev, the Stira, between Yisrael and Nachos Sheshachtu their Shritas Ksheira, because you still have the Jew Shechting. Mashenkein, somebody Shechs with Kavanas Psulas with for Avodah Zarah, then it doesn't help that he is a Jew with him, for the simple reason that he's creating an active Psul in the Shechita, and we have a lot more to say and a lot more to do. We should be Zocha to do so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach, the Moach, and the financial means. Lilmod Ulilameid, Lishmor Velazah, so the Kaim is called Divrei Salmatar, so be Ahava. Amen, Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sidi Simhat, beloved friends.